This is episode number 335 of the To Birth and Beyond podcast.
We're so excited to have you with us on this episode of To Birth and Beyond. I'm Jessie Mundell, mom, kinesiologist, and fitness coach to pregnant and current moms.
And I'm Anita Lambert, mom, pelvic health, and orthopedic physiotherapist with a focus on women's health. On the show, we provide information and education on fitness, the pelvic floor, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health. We offer a brave space to have candid and vulnerable conversations on the struggles and joys of motherhood, including all aspects of our physical, mental, and emotional health.
While you're listening in, please remember that the information on the show is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please speak with your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare.
We're so excited to have you. Let's dive into today's show.
Hi, friends. It's Jessie. Before we get into the show, I wanted you to know that I'm hosting a free live pelvic floor coaching workshop for current and aspiring coaches and clinicians happening tomorrow, Wednesday, April 17th. You can find the link in the show notes of this episode to make sure you get access to it. It's called Beyond the Kegel, and you're going to walk away with my three-step proven coaching process to get your clients improved pelvic floor strength, performance, and symptom relief. So I'm going to teach you why you should stop over-prescribing Kegels and instead take a really modern approach to core and pelvic health coaching. So go ahead, get to the link in today's show notes to get access to my free live pelvic floor coaching workshop called Beyond the Kegel, and that's happening tomorrow, Wednesday, April 17th.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of To Birth and Beyond. It's Jessie Mundell. And in this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to do a proper Kegel or pelvic floor muscle contraction. We know that pelvic floor muscle training, aka some versions of Kegels, can be really helpful to us in learning how to connect to that part of the body. And for many people, learning how to do a proper pelvic floor muscle contraction can help reduce frustrating pelvic floor symptoms that people might be experiencing. So we have good research, good evidence for that. On the flip side, what we don't want to get caught up in is thinking that any or every pelvic health symptom we might be experiencing, like leaking, incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse symptoms, low back, pelvic pain, constipation, etc. Not all of those are necessarily because we need to be doing more pelvic floor muscle training or that we need to be doing more Kegels. So it is absolutely probably going to be beneficial to most of us to learn how to connect well to the pelvic floor and to release tension in the pelvic floor. And that is doing a proper Kegel. I don't want you to think that if you're still experiencing symptoms that you need to be doing hundreds of Kegels per day or busting out 10 Kegels every time you hit a stoplight, etc. Kegels can be helpful to get us to connect to this part of the body. And then we want to integrate or take that connection with us quite quickly into our daily life activities, into exercise. And eventually, hopefully, we can stop thinking about it altogether. And this just happens on an automatic basis that our pelvic floor is going to respond in the way we want it to respond. And that's going to come with training. However, this should be happening pretty quickly. So let's get into four steps on how to do a proper Kegel. Step number one is going to be taking an inhale breath. I'm going to walk you through this in just a second. Step one, inhale breath. Step two, we're going to find expansion through the trunk of the body. Step three, we're going to exhale, take our exhale breath. And step four, we're going to feel the sensation of a lift through the pelvic floor muscles and likely in the deep abdominals or abdominal muscles as well too. So we have inhale, expand, exhale, lift. Inhale, expand. Exhale, lift. So let's do this right now. I want you to take an inhale breath. And I want you to take an exhale breath. And we're going to flow through this a couple more times. Inhale. Exhale. One more. Inhale. Exhale. So this is our starting point. You've already done the basics of doing pelvic floor muscle training. Okay? Way to go. You're already halfway there. Now we're going to add on the expansion and the lift. So on your inhale breath is where this expansion is going to occur. And that expansion is going to come into the rib cage, the belly, and all the way down into your pelvic floor muscles. So your pelvic floor is at the base or the bottom of your pelvis. So when you take that inhale breath, I want you to think, fill up space in your ribs, fill up space in the belly and even the low back, and send that air all the way down into the bottom of your pelvis. A really useful cue that sounds a little bit funny at first, but is so effective is to breathe into your butthole. Let me say it again for us. Breathe into your butthole. That is where I want you to send that inhale breath air when we think about breathing into the bottom of our pelvis, into the pelvic floor. So let's do it. Let's take an inhale breath and expand. Rib cage, belly, breathe into the butthole. Exhale, let's just let it out for now. Again, inhale, expand all the way down to the pelvic floor. Exhale, let it out. We're going to go one more. Inhale, expand. Rib cage, gentle rise on the belly. Breathe into the butthole. Exhale, air goes out. Okay, you're three steps there. Final step is just the lift. So now we're going to think about gently lifting the pelvic floor, that group of muscles and connective tissues, upwards towards the crown of the head. There's so many great cues we could use for this. I'm going to give you just a couple. One is to think that you are picking up a blueberry with your vagina and anus. Another is to think of your pelvic floor as moving up two elevator floors. Okay, so maybe you connect better to an elevator lift. Maybe you connect better to a blueberry lift. Both are good. Whatever feels right in your brain and your body. So here we go. We're going to inhale to expand. We're going to exhale to lift. Let's do it. Inhale, expand. Ribs, belly, butthole. Exhale, we're going to do our blueberry lift or our elevator lift on the pelvic floor up towards the crown of the head. And now I want you to inhale and place the blueberries back down or let the elevator come back down those two floors. Take a break. Okay, what is most important on this Kegel? To do a proper Kegel, we are lifting and we're lowering. So on the inhale, we are finding space. We're putting those blueberries back down all the way. We're taking that elevator all the way back down to the bottom floor. On the exhale, we're going to pick it up. We're going to lift it back up. But then once you hit that inhale again, I want you to make sure those blueberries touch down. I want you to make sure that elevator gets all the way down to the bottom floor. Let's do a couple more. Inhale, expand, lowering the pelvic floor. Exhale, gentle blueberry lift, elevator lift of the pelvic floor. Inhale, touch them down to the floor. Elevator comes down. Exhale, go into your lift. Through the vagina, through the anus, gentle lift up, two floors, inhale, take it down. One more. Exhale, lift up. Inhale, touch it down. Space, elevators all the way back down to ground. Okay, you did it. You did multiple reps of proper Kegel, and that is enough practice for today. Okay? So, four steps. Let's recap. Inhale to expand. Exhale to lift. And remember, blueberries are soft. We don't want to crush them. Elevator is going up and down two floors. This isn't a super aggressive, you know, lift and squeeze. We're not trying to break anything, although you do you. But for this practice of pelvic floor muscle training, it's just gentle. We're just trying to connect, trying to gain some tension, and then release that tension. All right, friend, take this in to some practice. You don't need to do a ton of reps, honestly. 3, 5, maybe 10 a day on these breaths is wonderful. And then this is going to come more naturally if you need to carry this over into your fitness activities, exercise, strength training, etc., or daily life activities, especially in parenting, or if you are earlier postpartum, maybe you're taking care of babies, toddlers, and doing some lifting of those. I hope this was helpful. Please do let me know. You can DM me at To Birth and Beyond Podcast. Let me know how it went for you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the To Birth and Beyond Podcast. You can find any links or resources we discussed in the show notes at tobirthandbeyond.com.
And if you enjoyed today's show, we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the To Birth and Beyond Podcast in iTunes or Stitcher.